The Airdrie Rotary Club put on its 16th annual Dragon's Den event on Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday following the American Thanksgiving, on November 30th, with the goal of providing local groups a helping hand with projects or initiatives. Inspired by the popular Canadian television show Dragon's Den, the event sees a panel of Rotary Club members hear pitches from local organization representatives who are hoping for some financial help with a project or purchase. According to Rotary Club member Roxana Pawlowski, the club is well known for its community outreach and fundraising events in Airdrie, and Dragon's Den is a big part of that. About a month before the event, we send an email invite to a lot of the local community organizations and we invite them to submit a one-page proposal, she explained, adding the organizations are usually vying for between $500 to $1,500 each. Pawlowski said the total amount distributed to local groups during the event is usually about $10,000, divvied between 8 to 10 groups who demonstrate a specific need for the funds. In previous years, the club has awarded funds in support of the Bethany Care Center's Courtyard Gazebo, Airdrie Project Linus, which makes blankets for kids undergoing cancer treatment, and the Airdrie Scouts, who needed help purchasing new camping equipment. So, they need some kind of special equipment for that year or a new project they're just launching, and they need some financial support for that, she said. That's typically some of the proposals that we're looking for. She said this year, there were 15 applicants in total, which was then narrowed down to a group of 9 finalists based on demonstrated need. She added preference was given to those who are local to Airdrie and area. Some applicants were looking for operating and administrative expensive, and some were international organizations, which is not what this event is about, she said. Representatives from each of the chosen 9 organizations were invited to attend the official Dragon's Den event at the Rotary Room at Genesis Place Recreation Center on the evening of November 30th. Each group had 2 minutes to provide their elevator-style pitch to the club members in hopes of snagging some cash. Pawlowski said this year, approximately 12 Rotary Club members attended the event to hear the pitches. We're definitely a lot nicer than they are on TV, she said with a laugh. We ask questions and after everyone's presented, all the members discuss and vote. Some groups may deserve a little bit more, and some groups tend to get something every year. She added a group that is new to the event or who really caught the judge's attention might get a little bit more towards their cause. But this year, she said every applicant received something and the amounts doled out varied between $800 and $1,500. I think the Rotary Club prides itself on being able to give back to the community with financial assistance or even volunteer assistance, she said. I think it's important to support local organizations, especially given the hard times the last 20 months has brought with COVID and everything. She added it was also nice to be able to get together in person for this year's event, as last year's event was hosted virtually due to pandemic-related restrictions. It wasn't the same sort of warm feeling, where everybody gets to come in and present and then be awarded some money for their organization, she said. Recipients this year included North Rocky View Community Links, Airdrie Meals on Wheels, 2nd Airdrie Scouts, Volunteer Airdrie Society, Navy League Cadet Corps, Airdrie Project Linus, Airdrie Public Library, Airdrie and District Hospice Society, and the Sober Friends Society. Since the 1980s, the Airdrie Rotary Club has donated approximately $200,000 to local causes as part of its efforts to support the community. This year, a new applicant included the Airdrie Public Library, which was awarded funds towards the purchase of their own e-book collection. It's a nice annual tradition that the Rotary Club puts on every year, so I think a lot of the organizations look forward to it, Pawlowski said. Carmen Cundy, AirdrieToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at Carmen R. Cundy.